You are listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm your co-host, Natasha Lai.
And I'm your other co-host, Daquan Mickens. And today we are happy to have Sean Higgs from Camelot Farms on with us. Welcome, Sean.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Doing well.
Doing good. Yeah, glad to have you.
Same here.
Awesome. Well, to get us started, why don't you introduce yourself a little bit, Sean, and then also introduce Camelot Farms to us.
Okay. So, yeah, as y'all said earlier, my name is Sean Higgs. I'm a Beaufort local. I grew up on St. Helen Island, actually about a mile or two from where Camelot Farms are located. I've been here my whole life. I lived on various parts of Beaufort, different times, but I settled back down out on St. Helena here, I don't know, about a year and a half ago now with Camelot Farms.
Very cool. And how long have you been working with Camelot Farms?
I've been with them a little over a year now.
Okay. I know we discussed this a little bit earlier, but could you let the people know how many horses you guys have out on Camelot Farms?
So it varies because we do offer boarding. So we do have people come to us seasonally and then people come to us for long-term boarding. But right now I currently got about 38 horses on the farm. Out of that 38, I've probably got about 18 horses are boarded. Mm-hmm. Again, some of them are seasonal because we do get people from up north that have summer homes down here to bring the horses with them. So I got some leaving and then some coming in. But I would say the farm and I, we probably own about 20 horses that belong to the farm and or myself. So, but on average, somewhere in the neighborhood of mid-30s is what we keep on the farm most year round.
Wow.
It's an impressive number.
Yeah, it keeps us busy for sure.
Oh, it definitely would. That's awesome. So how long has Camelot Farms been around?
So Ann and Mark Kennedy owned Camelot Farms. They bought the property back in 1999. And when they bought the property, they had bought it with just intentions of building a home and having an area for Miss Ann to keep her personal horses. And as that went on over the next few years after their purchase, it started slowly developing into what it is now. So they actually opened the business in 2002, and it has just grown considerably over all these years. Here recently, about 5 or 6 years ago, they built a much bigger and newer barn for a main barn on the farm. So it was kind of unintentional. They were both retired, and Miss Ann was a very avid horse person. She lived in the Atlanta area, and I think at the time she was owning about 4 horses, and they were paying board on all those horses, and she wanted to be near the coast. So her and her husband got together with their thoughts, and they found that property, and then that's how it all started.
Crazy how life does that sometimes. Just
that's it.
Surprises you.
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing. Like, you can actually just still do what you love and actually move to wherever you want and then turn a business out of that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like I say, when you sit there and talk to her and listen to the story about it, you know, It's kind of funny how she never once had like a business model or had any intentions in it all. She just started meeting people that had the common interest with her, with the horses and whatnot. And she had the ability and the area to do it. So she created Camelot Farm, her and her husband, Mark.
That's awesome. Do you know where they came up with the name Camelot?
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. I do not know how they came with that. That's probably been one of the very few questions I haven't asked them.
That's okay.
I'm ashamed to say I don't know how they came up with the name Camelot.
That's all good. It was bound to happen. I had to find the one question you wouldn't know the answer to.
you got that one pretty quick, didn't you?
You're good.
So I wanted to ask you, Sean, what are some of the feature attractions at Camelot Farm? So if I were to come visit Beaufort and we decided to come to Camelot Farm, what are some of the things we could see?
Okay, so one of our biggest attractions that we have that draws a lot of people to us is, in fact, our trail rides. So we sell 2 trail rides to people. 2 options are available to them. We offer one that's roughly an hour, and it's been named the Plantation Ride, which basically stays on our farm. Our farm consists of about 70 acres, and we do have some trails cut through the woods that are not pastures and whatnot. And we ride our guests all around on the farm, we do the trails, and they basically get to see the extent, well, all the extents of our farm. And then we offer another one, which is kind of the big ride, we call it. It's the Coastline Ride. It lasts roughly about 2 hours long. And then we leave our farm, we go to an adjoining area called Coffin Point Plantation, which is all dirt roads. It's kind of historic when it was a plantation years and years and years ago. Then it leads them out to the beach, and we ride the horses out on the beach overlooking the St. Helena Sound. You can see Edisto and Harbor Island and all that out there. And people really enjoy that ride. So that's, I would say that's probably the number one attraction for people out of town coming out there to see us. You know, we offer other things as well, like pony rides for small children. We have a handful of horses that we can take and get them saddled up for some very small children. We do little pony rides inside of our arena. We have a covered arena that we do that in. So those are probably the biggest things that attract customers to come to us to do one of those three options.
Very cool.
But we offer many other things as well, too. So
yeah, it sounds really good that it's great for everybody of all ages, no matter Absolutely. What the age. Families with young kids, toddlers, there's something for everybody. Or even if you wanted to do like a romantic getaway, Camelot Farms would be a perfect place to go and visit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like I say, so we do have an age limit of age of 8 on our trail rides. Okay. So, but that's where the pony rides kind of kick into effect, you know. So you can, the adults, if they want, they can do the trail rides, and or if they just want something for their children, they can do the pony rides. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I've rode children, of course, as young as 8. And I think the oldest person I've ever rode has been probably in the early 80s. So we just got horses suited for everybody, all types of people.
Yeah.
Love it. So how do people book these trail rides or the pony rides?
So all of our booking is done online due to a link on our website. So if you went to our website and you did a little read some of the stuff on it, you can see where you can book. There's a booking tab. You click on that, and it shows our dates of availability for all of which. And they can select and pay and book, do everything online. So that way, when you get there, all you got to do is we do a little mini lesson, so to speak, before we get on the horses. I kind of describe the basics in controlling the horses to them. I suit horses, try to suit them with the most confident people. They sign a waiver and get taken off, and we go have fun.
It's awesome.
You mentioned like small lessons right before you go on a trail ride. Do you guys give like actual lessons? So if I wanted to learn how to like properly ride a horse, like throughout, no matter what, like I can come to Camelot Farms?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we do. So the small lessons I mentioned, but basically I just demonstrate rein control and different foot positions with your horse just to comfortably get you through the trail ride. I usually give that to a group. You know, I get the first person on and show them how to hold your reins, what kind of distance to keep the horse in front of them. But we offer lessons on the farm by a great young lady, Maddie Sylvie. She is our instructor, and she has got a lesson program where you can, from all ages, very small children up to adults, and you can learn from beginner riding skills up to advanced and into the jumping aspect of it with jumping horses.
That's impressive and kind of terrifying. I love watching, like I love going to the rodeo and seeing all like the barrel racers and all the different skills that people have on riding a horse, but I feel like I would be terrified to actually like be sitting on a horse when it does the jumping. But that's so cool that you offer that, or that you have someone that teaches that.
Yes, ma'am. Yep. So, you know, it's actually grown to be quite the program at our farm. Matter of fact, this past weekend, we just had a lesson girl sleepover. So all the girls and the kids, primarily girls, but there are some young boys involved. They had a sleepover in our barn that Maddie put on for them. And, you know, we had over 20-something small girls and young boys running around having the biggest time. And it was completely unhorse-related at this point. It was just all of them hanging out and having a good time and enjoying themselves. It was really neat to see.
That's awesome.
That's really unique. I've never heard of being able to spend the night at a barn for lessons. So that's really cool.
Yeah. So when you do lessons, do you have to have your own horse, or are you able to use one of the horses at Camelot Farms?
No, ma'am. Yep, that's correct. So Maddie does her, or she's the instructor at the farm. She owns 2 horses that she gives lessons on. And then the farm owns some lesson horses as well. Maddie obviously is more comfortable with her horses because she's had so much time with them. Mm-hmm. So she uses her personal horses for them. Great horses. And then we also have a select group of horses on our farm that are lesson horses as well. So you do not have to own a horse, you know. And then some of these children, even adults, they grow to the point to where they do and they excel so well with their lessons in this lesson program that we offer, they eventually end up getting a horse of their own. And it comes to our farm, and then they continue lessons on their horse because they just have a great love for horses as well.
That's awesome. I love that people are also able to board their horses there and kind of create this really inclusive place for not just the beginner, but for that advanced rider, for those that own their horses. And it just kind of lets everyone get involved and kind of ties the whole community together.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct. So, you know, we try to make it comfortable. We offer two different styles of boarding. We offer one, which is referred to as pasture board. And it's pretty self-explanatory. You bring your horse and we assign it to a pasture, and, you know, we take care of it in that said pasture. We also offer what's called stall board, and that actually allows the horse, or the opts for the horse, to be put up in a stall at night, and they sleep in the stall at night, and then we let them out in the morning back out into a pasture. So we have a couple of different options for board to try to suit everybody's needs, because some people do like to put their horses up at night, and some just prefer them for them to stay out. So we try to offer that to kind of be well-rounded with it.
Very cool. Well, kind of on the same front of having all of these horses, I also believe that you have a breeding program that you run at Camelot Farms. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So, yes, ma'am. We've kind of slowed down with that a little bit here recently, or the farm has slowed down a little bit with that prior to my coming there. But it is starting to pick up again. Miss Ann has decided to do some breeding because Miss Ann Kennedy, the owner of the farm, she is just a very, very respected horse trainer. Mm-hmm. She has done some great things with some horses, and she likes to, from time to time anymore, breed some of the horses that we have. And then when these horses are then said born, she trains them, and, you know, she makes them some very, very good horses. So it's, like I say, it's kind of slowed down a little bit here recently. In talks with her, she is getting interested in starting to do it again.
Very nice. So do you keep all of the horses that you breed, or do you sell them, or kind of what's the plan with them when they are in that breeding process?
A little bit of both. Some she's kept and some she's sold. So it just, you know, it's like anything else. You know, somebody comes and really falls in love with a horse and makes, you know, wants to work something out on it, I'm sure that's always a possibility. So it really varies when it comes to stuff like that. So recently we've gotten a few horses that over the past couple of years Miss Ann has bought from rescues.
Okay.
To try to rescue the horse and give him a good home. And I've assisted with training on doing some training on him, getting them set, what we call referred to as saddle broke. And, you know, since then we've done that with them, and we've found buyers for them to give them good homes. Recently we had one go to Virginia. A lady came and bought one from us, and it went to Virginia. And then we had another one just sell and get picked up Saturday, but it's actually staying here in town at the people's property that purchased it. So
nice.
So, you know, like I say, it's one of those things where if she can provide, you know, other than breeding, good, healthy homes for horses that need it, and do some work with them to try to work and wait to get them a healthy home somewhere, she's mm-hmm. something she's very interested in doing as well.
It's very awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool. I didn't know you can help rescue horses as well. So mm-hmm. that's really cool. And it's a good cause as well.
Right.
Wanted to ask a little bit about you, Sean. How long have you been riding horses?
Most of all my life. Okay. So, like I said, I grew up on St. Helena, about just a couple miles from where Camelot Farms was located. And my family's always had horses whenever I was growing up. A lot of people on my mother's side of the family, aunts and uncles and whatnot. So horses have been a big part of my life coming up through the ages. You know, I was never one really into sports or anything like that. You know, I have a brother that was. He had no interest in horses, and I had all the interest in the world in horses. So it was something I always enjoyed.
Very nice. What kind of horses do you currently have?
You talking about the farm or me personally?
You personally.
So I have a standard bred, which is one of my personal horses. He, in fact, came from a rescue from a friend of mine that owns a rescue up in Islington, South Carolina. And then my daughter rides a Tennessee Walker. And then my wife rides a quarter horse.
Very nice. I love that. My mom had a horse growing up, and I didn't get one growing up. So I always like to tease her that she got a horse. And I'm like, so where was my horse? You had one. She doesn't appreciate that very much. But, you know, I think it's only fair that if she had one, I should have had one, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, you're not going to get me to disagree with something like that. I think everybody, if they want them, they should get them.
Right. That's awesome. So kind of along the same lines of just working with Camelot Farms and working with horses your whole life, what has been some of your favorite moments or your favorite part about working at Camelot Farms?
My favorite part of working at Camelot Farms? Mm-hmm. I would say seeing the joy of some of these kids that come to ride, and even adults. Because, you know, they go and they do one trail ride with me, and all I can hear them back there saying is, I want to do lessons, or I want a horse. I mean, it just opened a doorway or sparked an interest in a good, wholesome hobby or just something that they can participate in. You know, like I said, with that sleepover that they had this past weekend, you know, I don't involve myself much with the lessons because I'm so busy with everything else. But just watching all those young ladies and boys having such a big time out there pretending to be horses and playing, and it's just very, very good to see something like that. It's enlightening. I'd say that's probably my favorite part of the veterinary is taking these people for rides and seeing how much fun they have. And then, you know, they come back and they say, hey, I rode with you 6 months ago. We had to do it again, you know, because they just enjoyed it. You know, it made their trip. It made their day. And I like seeing stuff like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's kind of like giving the love of joy and joy of horse riding to the kids, and that same passion that you have and that Miss Ann have for horses and that care you're putting into the next generation of people.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's meant the world to me that my daughter has found the happiness in doing something like this as well. You know, I have the one daughter that's the only child we have. And she has just soaked every bit of this in, and she enjoys and tries to ride every chance she gets as well. So, yeah, I thoroughly enjoy seeing stuff like that.
That's really awesome. Cool. Daquan, have you ever gone out and ridden?
I haven't ridden at Camelot Farms, but I've only rode a horse once. It was at a camp one time in high school, and I really enjoyed it. I'm a bigger guy, so I kind of get timid on getting on horses. I'm like, I'm just as big as a horse, but it's really cool when you can get on a horse and really just enjoy it. Even if it is, my thing was, I always wanted to go faster and I wanted to run with the horse, but then I know just how dangerous that can get, but eventually I'll get there. So I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I see a lot of that too. You know, when people that come to ride, you know, they get out there. And like I say, the majority of the people that come to me have never been on a horse before, or they've done something very similar somewhere else with a trail ride. So their experience is pretty minimal, but they just get so comfortable within the first 30 minutes or so of the ride because our horses are very well behaved. You know, I tell people all the time, I can't guarantee that they're going to be, but I can tell you what they usually do, and that's behave themselves. So they get just like yourself. They get like, all right, can we run now? Can we trot now? It's like, no, because, you know, due to liability reasons and because of the inexperienced people, our trail rides are walking rides only. Mm-hmm. So we don't allow people to do any trotting or anything of that nature. If they want to do something like that, and then they're going to be in town long enough, they can talk with Miss Maddie, and she can see if they can get them in a lesson, and she can kind of see where their skill set is. And she does offer more high-speed stuff like that in her lessons.
Very cool.
Well, thank you, Sean. We really appreciate it. It's been a pleasure talking with you. If you can give the listeners more information where they can contact you one more time, or the website, the phone number, anything like that, or even if they need to email you.
Yeah, so if you need to get in touch with us, please go to our website, CamelotFarmHorses.com. There's quite a bit of information on our website to help you out with some of your decision-making with the trail rides and whatnot. If that doesn't answer it, you can give us a call at 843-838-3938. And if you don't get me there, that's our office line. My cell is listed on our voicemail for if you need immediate attention. But you can do all your booking for your camping. I have camp spots available and trail rides there. And if you want to be interested in lessons, it's Beaufort Banks Riding Club and Maddie Silva. You can find her on Facebook. You can reach out to her for scheduling your next lesson.
Very nice. And while you're on the website, be sure to check out their security team. It's probably the cutest security team you'll ever see.
Security team members' names are Merle and Batman, by the way.
They're very cute and very fluffy.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much once again for being with us today, Sean. It's been a lot of fun to learn about Camelot Farms and just your experience and passion for horses in general.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Of course. And everyone, be sure to go check it out. Book a ride next time you're in town. I think you'll have a lot of fun, just like we did with Sean today.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Awesome. Well, Daquan, do you want to go over any of our highlights before we end today of what's coming up?
Yes, an important highlight to share is May 6th this year. We're having a Taste of Beaufort in the downtown Henry C. Chambers Waterfront Park. It's a great event to come out and enjoy the food that Beaufort has as a foodie town. We decided to cultivate all the food that we offer in the town and put it in one spot. So it's a great taste testing event. So it's great for if you're visiting in and want to get food for all one price, that's the place to be.
Sounds delicious.
Yes, it will be. And I'm looking forward to it. Me and my wife are looking forward. It's our first time going since COVID last year. So we're looking forward to going this year.
Very exciting.
And then on May 21st, Beaufort Water Festival is hosting a 5K and a 10K for walk-ups and sign-ups as well. So it's a great chance to race. And if you like running, it's a great chance to it's not my cup of tea, but it's a great way to get ready for the summer as we wrap up May and the May events. So we're looking forward to the summer events coming this year.
Lots to look forward to, as always.
Yes. And that is it for the events happening in Beaufort in May. Thank you for listening to the Intercoastal Podcast. You can follow us on social media at @visit_BeaufortSC on Instagram or at @BeaufortSC on Facebook. We will talk to you next time.
See you all next time. Don't forget to subscribe. This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Natasha Lai, produced by Relic.